The legal battle over implementation of the voter-approved expansion of Medicaid is heating up. Advocates for expansion are charging Governor Paula Page and the Maine Department of Health and Human Services are acting in bad faith and want the court to step in. Maine Public senior political producer Mal Leary joins me from the State House. Mal, what are the advocates asking the court to do?
Well, Ed, Maine Equal Justice Partners, through their attorneys, of course, are basically asking the Superior Court to find the state in contempt of the court order to file the expansion plan with federal regulators. They argue the governor's accompanying letter with the plan that he did file, asking that the plan be denied, shows he's not following the court order. They're asking that the court appoint a receiver to take over the whole process of filing the application with the federal government and to file the plan for federal consideration by the end of this month. They have filed a motion to expedite the ruling. Really what they're asking, Ed, is that Justice Michaela Murphy rule from the bench on their motion.
That seems unusual. The advocates want the court to bypass the executive branch with this independent third-party receiver filling the expansion. So what's the rush to get the filing by the end of this month? I mean, this has been going on for a while.
As you recall, it took a court case to get the LePage administration to file an expansion plan in the first place. The Supreme Court got involved. They sent the case back to the Superior Court to hold hearings and develop the facts of the dispute. The Superior Court ordered the filing with the federal government, and the governor argues he complied with that because he did file with the federal government a plan for expansion, even though he also asked him to reject it at the same time. What's driving this request for expedited action is that under federal rules, if a plan is not properly filed by the end of a quarter, even if it is eventually adopted, it will not cover any claims during this quarter by those that are later found to be eligible for coverage. So we're talking about the potential of a number of people that should be getting benefits in this period of time that we've been in, not being able to get them simply because of a glitch in the rules.
So what's the next step in this legal battle?
Well, next week on the 24th, Justice Murphy will hold a telephone conference with the various lawyers that are representing both the advocates and the governor's office. She may choose to rule then on the advocate's motion for a receiver and expedited action, or she may not. And of course, there may be other motions filed between now and then that the justice may want to consider, and Justice Murphy will ask for written arguments in the matter as well as this whole matter proceeds forward.
Maine Public senior political producer Mal Leary speaking to me from Augusta. Mal, thanks.
Thank you, Ed.